Hey guys, welcome back to my show. In this episode, once again, I have a really special guest with me today. She's an amazing singer-songwriter. Some of you may know her songs, There's Hand Me Down, Gaspar Fair, and many others. Hi Lisa, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Oh wait, guys, so sorry about this. Forgot to introduce her full name. Her name is Lisa Curtis, everybody. Hi Lisa, let's try that again. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for being on the show with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So please introduce yourself and maybe sing a few lines from Hand Me Down.
I'm Lisa Curtis. I'm a Columbus local singer-songwriter. A lot of people know me from my song Gaspar Fair or Hand Me Downs. It's the one and it's like, I see my absence was so strong, you it's very bouncy, it's very fun. Yeah, and I just like to make music.
That's awesome. I mean, like that snip, like of like, you know, Hand Me Downs is like really like it gives like kind of like a dancey pop vibe, and like it's like not like a jab at whoever you're singing that song to, but mm-hmm. It's also like a fun, playful song that even if the person you wrote the song about would listen to it, like, ooh, I like the song without even realizing it's about them.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like groovy a little bit.
Nice. So based on that, like, how do you approach your songwriting? Do you like to, like, you know, go head on with whoever you're trying to write a song about, if it's like about someone, or do you just plainly just write whatever's on your mind?
I think I'll have like a little melody like in my head. Or for Hand Me Downs, I had the piano part written first, and then I realized like what I wanted to write down. But for other songs, I just like sit down and I play around and something comes out of it. So it's not like predetermined that it's like supposed to be about anyone, but as I write, I kind of figure out like, oh, this is how I'm feeling. Like, yeah.
That's interesting, because I think every singer-songwriter, every artist has like their own process. For mm-hmm. me personally, what I do is I just listen to some random, like, you know, those like free-for-profit type beats, like, you know.
Yeah.
Ones, I don't actually use those beats, but what I do is I listen to that track and like kind of write lyrics to the track. And then when and then after that, what I do is I use that lyric and give my own tune to it and then figure out what notes I want to play using band or garage band or whatever. And I think like what I find really interesting about your process is that for you it just like varies, and for me I think it varies as well. Sometimes the lyrics do come here and there, because I get lyrics while I'm in the shower, while I'm sleeping, in a dream. It just randomly pops up, and especially mm-hmm. when you cannot like remember, especially in dreams, it's really hard. So have you ever had an instance where you get an awesome idea while you're sleeping, or while you're in a state where you cannot actually actively write down that idea?
I actually did the other day, but I did end up writing it down. Like I woke up because my alarm went off and obviously I snoozed it, but I like couldn't really fall back asleep, and I was like thinking of words to like the second verse of a song that I'm writing, and I like was like, oh, that's good, like I should write that down, but then I was too tired, and then I like made myself get up and get my phone and like record it, because I was like, no, like you're gonna forget this.
Yeah, I think like again, like music in that sense is like really cool, because like it just is like bursts of sunshine, like, you know, it just comes in whenever it wants and then it rains whenever it wants. As in, like, you know, you get bad days where you have horrible songs and horrible lyrics, and then there's like awesome lyrics. Like it's like a big shift, it's like an arc. I don't know, this seems very like I think it's like kind of like a spacious circle or a globe, I guess, where it's just kind of like you shake it, like kind of like a snow globe again, where you shake it and you have good on one end and bad on one end. I mean, good and bad. And I think it's just awesome how this works.
Yeah, that's an awesome way to describe that. I've never thought of it like that. I feel like most of my songs happen to be like sad songs, like really big emotions, because it's like when I'm happy, like I don't want to sit down and like write a song and pour my heart out. Like I just want to like go be happy, you know?
Yeah, I think like, you know, like your song, especially like, you know, Hand Me Down, Best Prepared, I think it's up to the person listening to decide whether it's like sad or happy, because some people find Hand Me Down sad and some people find Best Prepared happy. Obviously, that seems messed up according to me, but I mean, I think it depends, like, you know, the storyline, like how they listen to it. Maybe Hand Me Downs might be like, you know, something that like maybe someone they lost recently and they're giving hand me downs. That's like kind of like a memento. Whereas the way you wrote it was like, you know, hand me downs is like things that are being passed on, the same things that someone treated you like is being like treated the same way for someone else. So you know you'll always be given hand me downs and like same things repeatedly. So I guess it's just like up to interpretation. And I think that's again another great thing about music and creativity that like you can take in whichever direction you want as an artist, but the people enjoying your art will always like, you know, think of it kind of abstractly, where like there's not a concrete idea that they have or you have, just kind of up to them and up to you. You can just put your emotion into it and they kind of put their own and then make it whatever they want it to be. So would you say that like listeners and you as a singer-songwriter, would you say that you have a 50-50 like effort into it, or do you think it's fully just you or fully just, you know, people listening that help you gain the exposure?
I don't know. I think it's like 50-50. Obviously, like I'm not really great at promoting myself, but I've been fortunate enough to like get lucky sometimes and gain us some more listeners with like different videos and stuff.
Yeah, I think like now that like, you know, Instagram has become a thing, TikTok, I think those things are not that like, you know, evident and dominant in I think the early 2000s and even before then. I think those things are like, I think it was just Facebook. I think by then it was just probably Facebook, Twitter. I think those are the two that were there, I think. And so once TikTok and like, you know, Instagram came on the way, I think it helped many people. Like even I started like I think Instagram last year, I think, or maybe this year, I'm not sure about that. But I think with Instagram and TikTok, what you can always kind of like reach young audiences, especially when your songs are like, you know, things that many teens and many people experience. So I think it's just an awesome method to like, you know, connect with others, create a community, and create like a big base where like, you know, you can kind of build off and maybe become the next pop star, or like, you know, the next Swiffer, or just be the next you know, like you don't have to be anyone else. Obviously, like every teen is like, you know, I want to be this person, I want to be that. And even for me, like, you know, I'm always like striving to be someone, when in reality, I think it's important to like just, you know, be in your own skin. I think I did an episode on this recently where I just plainly just talked about like, you know, AI and stuff, and then I also touched base on like, you know, haters and just being your true self. And I think that's just really important, because sometimes people just forget in the whole process of creativity and like the whole fame thing and all of that, they forget that they're really a person and have to like, you know, work on their own terms.
Wow, that was a great way to put it. I think like everyone a little bit like kind of wants to be somebody else in some way, or like parts of them are kind of someone else. Like I really struggle with the idea of like authenticity, because I'm like, what does that mean? Like I just don't know what that means, and it's frustrating when people are like, just be yourself. I'm like, I don't know who I am. Like I can show up and I can sing a song, but like usually when people ask me to talk about myself, I'm like, I don't know what you want me to say.
I think like I kind of agree with what you're saying, especially like, you know, like it always takes time to know who you are. Like it's not like something that happens within a day. But of course, when people say be yourself, I guess they just mean kind of just don't act like anything. Just like, you know, walk in, be who you are as a like whatever you think you are, or you, like, you know, right now I'm just talking to myself. I'm not doing any funny accents. I'm not doing it, kind of like, I guess that's what I think about. Like, you know, even I myself do not know. You know, like I'm still 15, so I still have a lot to explore. And so I think it's just like when people say that, what I think at least is like, you know, no funny gimmicky acts or like acting like, I don't know, wearing things that you normally won't wear, unless of course you're experimenting. I guess that's different. But like, you know, not having funny accents. Like, I cannot speak in a southern accent. I mean, I once did. I actually once did. it was an accident. It just randomly popped up. But like, I think like, it's just like, you know, be yourself, as in like, you know, just do not try to be anything. Like, just be what you are, I guess. I don't know. That doesn't make sense.
No, but I think like the whole topic, it's kind of hard to make any sense of, so.
Absolutely, yeah. I think authenticity is just a big word, or a fancy word, I guess, for just like, you know, it's like an abstract concept again. Like, it's up to people to decide what they want to make of it.
Yeah.
All right, last and final question for you. This is kind of like a fun one. If you could collab with any mainstream artist, or like, you know, any artist, who would it be and why?
I think it would, okay, I have two, I think. It would be Alexander 23 or Phineas, because, they're incredible producers and also lyricists, but, like, their production on all of their stuff that they work on, like, is insane. Like, he's worked on Renee Rapp, Olivia Rodrigo, like, they're just insane people, so I want to
work. Yeah, I mean, I totally love their work. I think Phineas is Billie Eilish's brother, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I find, like, you know, their music, like, you know, the production part of it, especially, like, I think that's the main area, especially Alexander 23, I think. Yeah. Like, their production levels are pretty high, and I think just having that roof and, like, that beat drops and things, especially, like songs like Hand Me Down, I think, like, with Alexander 23 having, like, verses on it, like, imagine if, like, you actually got, like, a remix to happen with both of them together on your song. That would be epic. I think, like, that would just be a great collab, because I think often people want to hear, like, you know, they love hearing, like, you know, mainstream artists. Like, because, like when you put out, like, I think you have, how many songs do you have right now?
I think, like, 7 or 8.
Yeah, so like, I think normally what happens is, like, especially so how did it's not like a question, but like, Hand Me Downs, I believe, got its fame from TikTok, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think, like, what often happens, like, it's always algorithmic, I guess, and so when people listen to a song they already enjoy, like, you know, Hand Me Down, and then have it, like, remixed with, like, Phineas or Alexander or Olivia or Taylor or whoever, I think it kind of just, like, raises the algorithm, or, like, wakens it up from, like, I don't know, the depths of the ocean.
Definitely.
I don't know. I'm very big on comparisons this episode. I don't know what's happened to me.
I love it.
Anyways, yeah, like, the main thing is, like, you know, I just hope that happens for you. I mean, that seems really cool, and I think they will make a great addition to your song.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you today, Lisa.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Everyone listening to this episode right now, I'll be linking Lisa's website in the show notes. Be sure to check out her music and stay tuned for new episodes every week. Thank you so much.